Dear Lord, bless those who walk in your light. Please give me the energy to understand their tone.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. That is a beautiful one. That is a beautiful one. Hi, everybody. I'll tell you what. Living in this generation, I don't remember where I was when somebody landed on the moon. I don't know where I was when Lennon died.
You were a sparkle in your dad's eye.
I do, however, know where I was when OJ ran away at 2 miles an hour, and I know where I was when the verdict was read. I know exactly where I was when Paris Hilton was released from jail. And now she's back in! Oh! The times! I don't care. This is the greatest generation. Wow, to be part of this. To be part of this is exciting. And we're taking your phone calls, world, 646-502-8682. Interact on the feedback, katg.com/feedback. What are your thoughts? Paris, back in prison. Back in prison. Oh, we're going to get to all that. I'm very, very excited. Of course, we have Spooky in the studio today. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Outstanding.
This is Spooky from Spooky in the City.
Spooky from, no offense to Spooky in the City, from the Spooky versus Deuce arm wrestling match.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I saw the whole thing and wasn't bored at all. KeithandTheGirl.com/live. It's $5 to see Deuce and Spooky arm wrestle. It ends up in a stalemate, and I gave away nothing. Deuce... Matt was saying this. Deuce is the bad WWE character. Deuce is the guy...
Which is awesome, though, right?
I'm not exactly...
I mean, like, that's why people watch WWE.
Deuce puts his arm out to arm wrestle Spooky. There's a foreign substance on it. If that's not a professional wrestler, there's deliberately something that looks like jizz on his hand to fuck with Spooky. At one point during the match... Deuce takes his other hand real quick and tries to use both hands.
Again, you're not giving away anything. It's so worth seeing this video.
It is so outstanding. It is so outstanding. But yes, I remember exactly where I was when I got the news that Paris Hilton is, in fact, going back to jail. It was after we enjoyed ice skating today. Been in the gay area of Chelsea. And
can
they
we
were hanging out at a bar. We'll go over everything. Okay.
Is there
out
a straight
at a bar.
Area of Chelsea?
Is there
no?
That's just
okay.
No.
Chelsea's new to me. I discovered it today.
But you've heard of Chelsea, right? Before, and
I
that it's gay.
I saw it on a map. No,
oh,
I didn't.
You didn't know Chelsea was gay.
I don't follow gay news.
You do
it's not gay news.
I do remember Bon Jovi's song, where it called the album Destination Anywhere, and all the songs are about the different places that he went to, and one is called Midnight in Chelsea. I get to be the man I want to be.
Oh, like, my God, what?
He's talking about Chelsea, England, and nobody knows. He's talking about London, I believe. Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, Keith. It's Isaiah again. He called last night.
How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Oh, no. Is this a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
I'm not listening. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if the live show in Toronto is for, like, all ages or...
The parking lot is.
16 years old. I think we might have some issues
with you.
You
can probably drink in the parking lot. You get a bunch of 16-year-olds together in the parking lot of a party. I'm sure some fun will be had, even if you can't get in the door.
Well, Toronto is three different events. Maybe one of them could be for underage people. I'm not sure, but there's always going to be alcohol involved, so...
Bring a van.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you remember back in the day when you didn't ask if it's underage?
Right.
You just did
you
shit?
Just, and especially if you're going to be in Toronto, try it.
Right.
You know?
And don't ask during the show. Like.
And when you're there,
by the way,
don't go, by the way, I'm 16. Hoo-hoo-hoo, there's beer in my hand. I'm going to be like,
when you're at the
shit.
Museum, don't volunteer the knife. It all goes...
Exactly.
Learn.
Exactly,
just keep
exactly.
your trap shut. Look like you know where you're fucking going. Look like you know what you're doing.
Exactly. You sound like you're over 16. I don't know. You're 6 feet something tall.
The answer's
you know?
No, because you're going to blow it. I can tell. You know, just do shit. So anyway, yes, we're in Chelsea. We're in the gay neighborhood. We're walking around, and Spooky might not know about the latest gay news, but he does know the rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Which, quite frankly, is bad news. So I'm walking around, and there's the rainbow that the gays took from us on a door. And why does it...
Did you just say the gays took away your rainbow?
Yes. I can't have a rainbow now. without somebody thinking I'm a homosexual.
Oh my God, you're just proving that white males just want everything.
We want the
I want the rainbow.
Take away birds. Would you be happy if they took away birds? They took away the greatest thing that comes after the most horrible thing, a storm. And now it's like, ah, we're taking the rainbow now. You don't get that.
They
and
want I'm the pot of gold next.
Right, and I'm supposed to go, oh, poor you, because you get oppressed and things. You can have a rainbow. Have a vote. Vote on that. Oh, so I see the rainbow.
What do you think it should be, a cock ring?
It should be something. It should be, I don't know, two dicks and an X sign. I don't know what.
They got triangles also.
Right. I'm not here, you know, I'm not around, you know, I'm not taking a poll right now and shoving it up somebody's asshole. I'm saying, you know, give me time to think about it. I'll come up with something. But a rainbow, they just took it. It's not fair. But anyway, I see the rainbow and I start giggling. Because it's funny to me. I don't know why. To me, it's just funny. And then Patrice is the one that's showing us the spot. And then I'm walking past and she goes, okay, this is the place. And I'm like, of course it's the fucking place. Of course it is.
Was the Mexican place too queer for you?
The place was so queer. It's just dudes being gay. And that's somewhere you could take somebody that's a strict Catholic. That's somewhere you could take my dad and point to two faggots talking. And I mean faggots. And go, now tell me they're not born that way. Tell me they're not born that way. You didn't make up those mannerisms last week.
Oh, like somebody like your dad who thinks people are gay just to piss him off?
Right, exactly. Or, okay. Right. Like, you're born that way. Walk through that town and tell me you're not born that way.
You know, I got to say, because I got off the subway at Union Square, and it was kind of a long walk, but I didn't feel like waiting for a transfer. So, you know, it was, I don't know, 8 or 10 blocks, but they're the long blocks, and New York East and West is long blocks, North and South are short blocks.
That's at least a mile.
And you know, 5, 6, 7 minute walk, whatever. But
I'm not saying it's
at
amazing.
Union Square,
I'm just
you start off
mile.
With hippies, and then you go a block or two, and it gets to be like the hot Manhattan chicks. And, you know, the guys are all slick and everything, too. And then you just keep going, and I guess then you're into Chelsea, and it's just like there's just less and less chicks. And then I looked up, and I realized it was all just guys everywhere. You know, and they're the slick-looking metrosexual whatever, but then I realized that, like,
they're not metrosexual,
all
they're
guys.
Gay.
They're gay. They're gay, and I can't tell the difference between metrosexuals and gays. I'm sorry, Stu.
Yeah, that's
I knew that was coming. Did you hear what he said?
Yes, of course. We all did. We all did. Yeah, I feel like they lie to me. I feel like they lie to me.
The metrosexuals?
Yes.
It's more like they're lying to me than you.
What do I care? Liars. Do we agree? Good.
I didn't feel threatened, though. I didn't feel like I was walking out in East New York or anything like that. I didn't think I was going to get jumped or anything like that. It seemed like an okay neighborhood.
Right.
It was just
you guys are so
awkward.
Funny.
It's just funny. Like, it's just funny. And if you're listening to this and be like, Keith's an asshole, what's funny about it? Well, I don't know. You know who else agrees? The makers of I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry thinks it's hilarious. And you'll buy tickets because you think it's funny, too. And the guys will have to kiss each other because it's funny. It's ridiculous.
I'm curious, when I'm walking through that neighborhood, and
are people checking you out?
I wore nice, you know, pants and everything today. I mean, I'm not looking, you know, I don't know. Except I guess I haven't shaved. But I'm curious, do I stand out to them the way they stand out to me?
I don't think you do.
Sorry. Wow, is that an insult?
No. What? Because gays take care of themselves, especially in Chelsea. And Chelsea is the place where you will not see a fat guy. You will not see an out-of-shape guy. Like,
oh,
they're
well,
just totally.
I don't know. If it is a fat guy, he's still wearing like a really tight, tucked-in wife beater or something like that. And he's got this weird
I think you fit in.
They're the ones. I'm sorry. They're the ones. You know how like how Chris Rock was saying that, I say him so that I don't seem like the racist. How he was saying how like the black women that are big and fat go out and like, I'm going out tonight. And the cankles could be hanging out over their pumps. But they're like, you know, I'm going to have
dressed.
A good time.
Yeah.
What's
they're
that?
Dressed. Like,
yeah, they're dressed. Like exactly.
Club
they're,
clothes.
Right, they're dressed like I don't give a fuck. I'm coming out and big, fat, and beautiful.
They're dressed like as if they're skinny.
The fat gay guys dress even extra ridiculous to go, I don't care. This is what I have. The owner of that bar. The owner of that bar, or I just assumed he was the owner, like, just standing there, a fat guy, and just carried himself. Gay guys, you know, they have the hand wrist and the finger snap and all that, but they also, the fat ones I noticed, this is just coming to me now, but it's absolutely true, use their stomach as a sign of gay. Have you noticed that?
I think it's sticking the butt out, trying to get, like, a little That's junk it, in the right. trunk, maybe.
But I
something.
Do. I definitely see the stomach. They just put it out, and they're like, I don't care. I can be who I am.
I think I noticed more the fucking cunt waitress than any other gay guy around me. Because I can't.
You think she's just mad because nobody's looking at her, though?
I don't know. Nobody would be looking at her, even if she
was
in a
different...
Well,
is that a lesbian neighborhood also? Is it
by
gay?
More
I mean,
guys.
I didn't see a whole lot of...
No, it's more guys
girls
than
in
anything.
Combat
yeah.
boots.
No, that waitress was a cunt.
Yeah, she kind of was.
I don't care where you are. Stop it.
So, but you know how we teach her a lesson? Here's our card to our show, and here's a keychain. Enjoy yourself.
What I wanted to write on it was, we're going to be talking about you because you're a cunt. Here's the card. Here's the keychain. Enjoy yourself.
That would be... I wonder if that'd be a good card. We're going to be talking about you tonight.
I want to make that card. Seriously, I want to make the logo. It's write on it. It's a talk show, and we'll be talking about you. KeithandTheGirl.com.
Yesterday.
Fuckface.
Listen to this. We didn't mention this. Was it yesterday? With
what?
Victor, right? No, 2 days ago. And we went to the fam. We didn't say this. We went to...
that Italian restaurant that's close to our house. And we had that waitress that we were talking about, and she's just...
This was made by the aunt. This was made by this. And doesn't listen. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I used to go to that section. Okay, honey. Anyway, can I finish my spiel? The milk was made by, when I was lactating 2 years ago. It was saved by a doctor. The doctor is my uncle's brother.
Yeah,
so,
and so
Kenda was so just like, this woman's just crazy. She said, no card. What is the point?
And I am the person that will try to give a card and a keychain to everybody. My pocketbook is heavy because I have like 10 keychains in there at all times.
You should go to church just so you can pass those out.
See, the thing is
people are going to talk about it, then their kids are going to hear, and it'll be popular.
I randomly talk to people when I'm out and whatever, and sometimes I'm like, wow, I really think this guy might enjoy podcasting, our show, whatever it is, but how do I take the next step and go, hey, you want this keychain? Now I'm a weirdo, you know? So I said this before, I want to have a button that says, ask me to give you a present, but Keith says it's too sexual.
Wow, yeah, that immediately, I think, blowjob.
Really?
She's so innocent.
Wow, yeah. I'm not innocent.
How do you not know that? If a guy talks to you and he's not related to you by blood, he's probably thinking about having sex with you, stripping you down in his mind or bending you over in some ridiculous, humiliating manner. That's just how guys think. It's our first impression, and then we go from there. And
you if it's somebody you've weird? Never... Don't we talk? You
well,
don't...
you. I've known you for a long time,
right.
And now
okay,
it's almost
then.
Like a sister or something like that.
Right. Do you want to...
Your
wanna
boob
be...
was almost hanging out at the show, the Gypsy Play. So if you get a chance to see the Gypsy Play,
right,
you might see some skin.
That's
but
good.
I turned my head.
See? Look at that.
See? So?
Like a brother.
All right, there you go.
Here's something amazing. It's kind of attractive. It's very attractive to me, and I don't know why or how to explain it. Hemda is a sexual freak, animal, fun pervert.
I'm right
and
here.
And at the same time, completely naive about sexual perverted freaky things. It's very, very weird. She didn't know what she looked like in that YouTube picture. She has no idea why ask me for a surprise would be sexual. But when we're alone, crazy.
What?
I think it's funny. But yes, much earlier, I was doing something very, very manly, so that later I could hate on the gays.
Oh, God.
Keith went ice skating. Ice skating's for suckers, and it's stupid, and it's primitive. You're just, skating on ice? I've evolved.
Can I please explain this?
Sure. Before or after, you're going to say I made 5 skate changes because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Wow,
do you want the figure skating or the hockey? Hockey size 12. Figure skating size 12. Hockey size 13. Figure skating size 13. I think I was right. Hockey size 13.
You got to lace them up too, man. They were just as loose as possibly could be. I could see your ankles just flopping around out there.
It kept poking me in different weird places. And I'm like, I can't be wrong. Like, I'm like, is this the way it's supposed to be? Real tight on my feet. This can't be right. But
and I can't tell. And then I try to help Keith because I'm like the Jewish mom. And I'm like, let me tie them for you. We're on the ice. I'm tying his shoelaces like we're, I don't know what the hell. And I tie them. We get off the ice. He gets different skates. I tie them again. But...
This
you
is
were in pain no matter what.
This is at Chelsea Piers in New York. Are you surprised that nobody had to sign a waiver? Once I go up there for my fifth...
I am surprised.
When I go up there for my fifth skate change...
And they've seen you fall already.
And they've seen me fall already. They should go, yeah, you're going to have to fucking sign this. Rate it yourself. You won't sue. You means me signing it. Sign this. I would not let me in there. Why don't you just go home, sir? Here's your money back.
That's true.
For future reference, I think you should get the hockey skates. They don't have the little spikes on the front. Those little spikes
will kill you. Well, let's get to
that.
Okay, so Keith gets on the ice several times, obviously, because he had to switch skates. But it's only, what, your third time, baby?
It's my second.
It's
my
second
as well.
Second.
Not to brag.
Okay, so it's Keith's second time. Shut your face, Spooky, okay? So it's me, Keith, and Jess. Then Dee joins us. Then a little bit later on, Spooky joins
us.
That's
Jess NYC, not Jesse the
violin. Right, Jess
guy.
NYC. So Spooky isn't there for a while we're skating around, and we're all, like, you know, giggling. And Keith, you were getting in there, but you looked a little clumsy.
I'm dumb, I know that.
You're not dumb. It's ice skating. Not everybody can ice skate.
Not everybody should. When will that ever come up in your life that I can't make a deal for Keith and the girl? All right, you know what? Let's talk this over on some ice skating.
Yes, well, that's why I learned ice skating. So if that ever comes up, don't worry about it, baby. I got your back. So we're ice skating, and, you know, I, like, ice skate backwards to see if I can catch Keith falling. Oh, now I ice skate next to him, and you're doing fine. Then Spooky gets on the ice, right? Okay. So Spooky gets on the ice, and Keith and I are skating next to each other. Spooky comes on the other side of Keith, right? So Keith looks at Spooky, looks straight ahead. Spooky looks at Keith, looks straight ahead. All of a sudden, Keith skates a little faster, looks at Spooky. Spooky looks at him, skates ahead a little bit more. Now they're going
faster
and faster.
This is how evolution happens.
This
is called thinning the herd.
This is how bad movies are made. It was exactly like that. And the girls and I was
just... I'm sorry, am I getting the movie right? Was it Talladega Nights where they're moving grocery carts, the two main guys, and they see each other and they start racing each other? Was it that?
It was either Talladega Nights or it was the... What was Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
They
was
both
shopping carts.
I don't know if they did shopping carts, but they definitely raced, like, rental cars.
But right. It was as if,
that,
like,
was us. That was us. You smelled the testosterone,
yeah,
and it was
like,
you
see the dialogue in the head. Right. They go, so you're gonna in the head. You could see it. Oh, you're gonna go faster. I can go faster. Oh, you're gonna go faster. I can go faster than you, but I can go faster than you. Oh, here you go. You want it? You want some? You want some? Take it. Take it. And you just see them, and I'm just like, Keith, you don't know how to skate.
Two bad knees. One just had surgery. Your toe's still broken.
I don't need you to ice skate. Okay, like, I don't need you to beat Spooky. I don't. What can I tell you here? So they do it, and I'm just like, stop, stop, everybody just stop. I got to defuse the whole thing. I'm just afraid that somebody's going to fall. I don't care if Spooky falls. I'm afraid if Keith is going to fall.
Of course. It's not fun unless somebody falls.
So I don't know if
you... How do you know who won?
How do you know when it ends? We're 10 times around. I'm like, I could still catch up. It's not over.
So it was, I think that one was just defused by me, which I know everybody listening is just like, oh, fuck you. Okay, fine. Then, Keith at some point is skating, and then, like, oh my god, this was the weirdest, again, like a movie, hands get thrown.
He switched to the skates. I think he was on the hockey skates on the when we were doing that the first time, but the second time I want to say he had switched to the skates, the figure skates with the spikes on the front for
the
stopping
toe pick, yeah.
Brakes, essentially, right. You don't need brakes.
Apparently, I
don't.
No, in a circle. It's like NASCAR. Who needs fucking brakes on fucking NASCAR?
They're not brakes.
They're not brakes.
They're fuck Keiths.
Well, yeah, if you don't... Yeah, when I went the first time, that's what fucked me over was those little spikes in the front. You think it's going to be like roller skates. You think it's going to be, something normal and not freaky. But, you know, you start to go forward a little bit, and if you put any weight forward, like you're going to do when you try to speed up, because when you run, you lean forward. Okay.
That's
those
what
spikes
I'm saying.
Are like,
you guys,
I'm going to dig into the ice.
You guys skate like you're running.
That's,
you know,
right.
Like, you don't glide. You're just running, and then the toe pick gets
and,
to you.
And
you
I
fall.
Went over there, and we were gonna race just to the thing.
No. The second
just
race,
little one.
The second race went like this. You want to go, Spooky? And Spooky's like, no, I'm going to race you just from here to there. Just from here to there. It was a very short distance, right? And I'm like, can you stop? Please stop. I don't think that you should race. Why? You don't think I can make it? Oh, fuck. Now I'm going to get, like, into a fight with my boyfriend. I'm like, I don't think it's a good idea. And Spooky's like, your toe pick is going to get in your way. I could do it just from here to there. Ready, go. Step, step, fall.
And you could see the huge, deep gouge marks that those toe picks left and fucked him up.
Yeah.
That's what put his ass down on the thing.
Like, if it's your first time, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing to the shoe giver. And he goes, well, then you definitely want this. I'm like, you know, I'm going to run into the wall every time to stop. Why would you give me things with extra things?
That's how I feel. I think everybody should start without brakes.
Right on my face, side, stomach, ass.
It was bad.
I got it.
The guy came over to see if you were okay.
Right.
Because Keith is huge. He's like the biggest thing on the ice today.
They have skate guards.
Yeah.
Like lifeguards, but for skaters.
Yeah. But he, like, when he falls, this guy falls down. You know, it's not like the kids.
Yeah. He's like over 6 feet tall. It's like fucking toppling a redwood.
It's just like, boom, like everyone could see you falling where a kid just like glides and stands up and keeps going.
These kids have the balls, not just because they're young, because they're 1 foot off the ground. I'm 6'2".
Gravity doesn't affect them as much. Their bones aren't solid all the way through. There's a lot of cartilage left, so they're bendy.
Okay, and then I want to tell you, while you're skating, my love, I'm like, oh, you know, you could relax because right now you're pushing down on me a little bit, and that just means, like, you're ready to fall. He, when he almost falls, right, and I'm holding his hand, when he almost falls, he twists my hand whatever way he's falling just to hold himself up. And then I'm just like, wow, I'm the strongest person because at some point he's not holding my hand. He all of a sudden slips. Just like the movies, hands up in the air, and he goes, catch me! And just, like, he's gonna land right on me. And I'm like, what the fuck? So now I have to stop skating, hold him up, and I swear I held your whole weight up.
I didn't want to scare you, but I was watching from behind.
Wait, don't say anything yet, because at some point, I think he was getting mad at me, like, because, you know, you're still kind of fumbling to try to hold this massive human being up, and he's like, catch me! And I'm like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
I'm your love, right? Why aren't you catching me? We're about to fall. And he's just throwing his weight on me.
I think you came within an inch or two of getting a big gash in your leg from Keith's skates.
Really?
I didn't want to say it because it was like, that's only going to scare you. And I think it was probably a one-time thing. But yeah, he was lifting his feet up really high when he started to stumble.
Because
and...
he stumbles like he's regular.
I was a child.
Those picks digging in.
I was probably had my eyes closed like, you better catch this. Did I even ice skate for a total of 10 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You really? Were on for a bit because it took you about 10 minutes to do one round. Because this is Keith on the thing. He goes 1/4 of the way. And he goes, this is stupid. Why am I doing this?
I feel like...
And then I go,
like
you want to get off? Let's do a little more.
I feel like the problem you had was...
Skating's dumb?
No. Possibly. But I feel like the problem you had was you were with Henda. I think if you were in an all-guy environment, I think speed... It's like a gyroscope or something like that, you know?
Maybe.
Like, the faster you spin a gyroscope, the more stable it is. I think it's the same way with skating.
You
know the faster you go, the less likely you'll
I said, don't push and don't think you're going to fall. Just, like, make yourself a little lighter. Just make yourself lighter!
Fast as you can.
I guess all I have to do is make myself lighter. Thanks for your help, Hemda. Thank you so much. All right, just hold my hand. This is fun. I get yelled at. and then every once in a while he'll turn to me and he's like, is this still fun for you? Yes, this is the greatest.
I liked the way Spooky said it. I think I asked earlier, like, you know, how long was I even on the ice? Was I on there for 10 minutes? That's ridiculous. And he's like, well, if you're like a murderer, how many times do you gotta shoot somebody? You gotta shoot somebody for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a very good point. I am an ice skater. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. It's not my. I'm not into ice skating in any way. I would like to hereby say that I am done with ice skating.
Oh, I think you...
Ever, never?
If there's
never?
Been blood spilled on the ice, and I'm looking at your elbows and thinking you had to have left some,
oh, wow,
then
babe.
You gave it a shot. How hard can you really... I mean, yeah.
Ever, never?
He can cross that off his list of things to do before
right.
he dies.
God damn it.
I can't do it. Check. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And then, whatever.
I was doing great, though. For my second
Fuck
time around,
you, Spooky.
I was going really fast. I figured out
shit.
How to do the little circles. I was trying to do backwards. Towards the end, I was able to a little bit, but it was still a little wobbly and essentially useless.
Congratulations. I already told you fit in the
coming
neighborhood.
By.
Congratulations.
I'd do a little circle. Keith would stumble a little. I'd mimic taking a picture. And continue on.
Spooky sometimes is like, he comes to like the group of people and he goes, and where's the testosterone level? And not enough. Anyone ever kill a guy? Matt, you go first. He just has like, and oh my God, he can't, there's a testosterone level that's uncomfortable for you, yes? And you must
that's
raise
the lack
it.
Of, complete
yes,
lack
and,
of,
but
yes.
you must raise
not,
it.
Not maybe complete lack of, that was...
Yeah, there's no complete lack of when you have, like, a few guys around, but then you start asking questions
but
of,
Keith
like...
But Keith was by himself with three ice skating women before I showed up. So.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So we did that, which, of course, was gay. Then we went to the gay area in the city, and then we found out that Paris Hilton has to go back to jail. She has to go to back to jail and do her full sentence in the same vein that she had to before. She will do, like, time there is time served and have to do a full 23 days. Remember when she did that, the mugshot? And she looked like an angel, knowing, you know, everybody's going to show that forever. Well, she blew it today, crying. It's a huge picture. It's on her forms, but you can also look anywhere. Just Google it. It's a great shot of her in the back of the police car being picked up from her house.
It's the first time.
Crying.
It's the first time she doesn't have that half smile on her face.
Right. It's finally a new pose from this bitch. And I say good. This person, like, I understand. I mean, I don't care. You know, anybody famous, I feel we all have the right to talk about and laugh at. But her especially, her job is that. I hope people understand that. She calls the paparazzi where places she's going to be. She is,
she's
without
famous
exaggeration,
for that.
Famous for us noticing her. And that's it. And that's it. So I am excited that everybody's excited about, laugh at this bitch. Who are we to go, oh, she should go back to jail? We're the people that she brought us in. She did. Not the world because she was famous. She did, and I'm here to go, I'm here, baby. Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, Keith and Hemda. My name's Matt. I'm calling in from Toronto.
How you doing, Matt?
What?
No, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just wondering about, like, do you guys, like, ship stickers to Canada? Because
we're coming right to your town in, like, a month.
Do you, when you go ice skating, do you use figure skates or hockey skates?
I do not ice skate.
Why would you?
There's in no Canada,
answer.
You
good
can't,
answer.
No,
you're Canadian, and
Canadian?
You don't skate.
It's that dumb.
No way.
Yeah, I don't.
Were you born in America?
Yes, I was, actually.
Okay, all right. That explains it. All right.
We're gonna be up. You have to send a self-addressed stamped envelope if you want a sticker and or a tattoo, but you need American stamps. But we're coming to Toronto, and we're going to bring stickers. So
word of mouth, and then make sure we see you in Toronto in a month.
Yeah, July 13th, 14th, and 15th, we'll be spending some time in Toronto. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I'm going to go with, like, Isaiah to your dodgeball game.
All right, there you go.
Are you playing for the American side, or are you playing for the Canadian side?
Canada all the way.
Whoa.
Oh, then you got to learn how to ice skate.
You were born in America, so you know what it's like here. And you're siding with Canadians? I'm just asking. I'm not judging.
Well, I moved here like when I was like half of one, so.
Oh, so you don't, you're just ignorant of how awesome America is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How old was
God
he?
God shouldn't do that to people.
Six?
What? Oh, you have no idea.
16.
Oh.
Oh, 16. Then
how
you
old
know.
Is he?
No. He moved up there when he was like 6 months old or something. He's like 16 now.
Where's Walt Disney World?
Oh.
Where's Walt Disneyland?
I don't know.
Where's all the good shit?
Go to park.
All right. Okay. All right, we'll see you in Toronto, dude.
Good luck with that space arm. Canada arm, whatever. That's their space program.
That's cute.
They've got an arm.
They're cute. Yes. I like them. So anyways, Paris Hilton last night thinks she's all out of jail. Nikki, her sister, comes over with, I believe, a little In-Out burger, and they have a little...
And cupcakes,
and they enjoy themselves, and I hope she got fucked up, because the next day, surprise, you're coming back. That is fantastic. I think that if I was in jail, and Paris Hilton came back, seeing all the attention she got, I would put a scar on her face. I would cut her. And then every time I see this bitch on TV, I go, I did that. That was me.
That's the most evil.
That was me. It's evil. She's on the on TV all the time with her little fucking looks and her racial remarks and shit like that. And it's like, man, I did that scar.
It's like standing up there at Rockefeller Center getting your face on Good Morning America, or you could cut Paris Hilton's face. Either way, you're going to see it on TV later.
What do I get? A day in the hole? A week extra?
What's a cut? Especially... Yeah, you're already there. Add a little bit.
How silly.
And testosterone levels up to par. Spooky approved.
Right away, MySpace and all these kinds of things that have those stupid ads on there, those stupid pop-ups, like, you know, what's your favorite color? Red, blue? Who's sexier? Paris Hilton or this or that?
Who is this as a kid? Is it Jay-Z?
And the answer's obvious. Is it Jay-Z or is it Tom Hanks? Like, I mean, they just want you to click on it and, you know, you're going to win a laptop. You win nothing and, you know, you get a bunch of bullshit pop-ups. Well, here's the new one. Paris Hilton crying or Paris Hilton screaming from her horror movie and it with bars over her. Should she be in jail? Yes, no. You're going to win a new phone because you took the time to go yes, no. And then a lot of these I saw, the answer no is already pressed. So the only choice to press is yes, and it was made that way because they know you're going to press yes.
Yo, you think so?
Yeah. You can't press no.
Why haven't I seen any of those Nigerian money scam banners yet? That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, that takes a lot of writing. Dearest you.
You like $1 million? Click me now.
So anyway, Paris Hilton has been ordered back to jail in Linwood and will serve out her original 45-day sentence with a credit of 5 days. But then for, you know, serving 1 day and blah, 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 it'll actually be 23 days.
No, but now they're talking about that she might have to fulfill her full
sentence.
She won't. No? Oh, okay.
Reporters say she was crying through the entire process when she was in court and being told this. She ended up crying and screaming, "This isn't right." She had to be dragged from the courtroom by a female deputy where she yelled, "Mom! Mom! Mom!"
Wow.
That is great. That is great.
That's got to be terrible, though, because you started in jail, and then they said you can leave, and then they bring you back, you know? You're already free.
It's like getting the bike Christmas morning and then having it taken away.
Yeah.
Instead of being transported to the Century Regional Detention Facility, however, Paris Hilton will spend the weekend in the medical ward of the Twin Towers Correctional Facility while her lawyers file an appeal. She was let loose, supposedly because she was having some kind of mental condition or some kind of health condition. We find out later.
She's retarded.
It's probably mental because a psychiatrist went in and saw her, and then, you know, she was released. Now she's being put, at least this weekend, into some kind of mental facility.
Oh, is that true?
Yep. At least for the weekend.
Yikes. I don't think
they're not going to be able to process her until Monday anyways. That's how it works, isn't it?
I think I've heard that somewhere on some show.
Right. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl. What's going on?
How much? What's up?
I'm good. I'm doing a radio show, and right now we're talking about Paris Hilton. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know what? I got one thing to say about Paris Hilton.
Yes.
One thing.
Go ahead.
You don't go and drive drunk in a $100,000 Bentley. You go drive drunk in a $20,000 Toyota, not even $15,000 Toyota. Right. Then to sit there and think that you're going to get busted, not get busted, and not do your time. I just knew a guy who just did 45 days and got in jail in upstate New York.
What kind of car do you drive drunk
in? He did his 40 days, no problem. Right. Excuse me?
Have you been in jail?
No, I've never been in jail myself, thank you very much.
Have you been arrested?
I'm smart enough to take a cab, thank you.
Oh, good for you. Have you been arrested?
Ever in my life.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, there's time.
What's the worst thing you've ever done that you think you should have went to jail for?
You got some hard living in your voice.
Yeah,
what did
that's
you do?
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, I got hard living in my voice?
What'd you do?
No, I don't have hard living. I just, say again? I didn't do anything. I've never been in jail, never done nothing.
What's been done to you? What happened?
Say again?
What's been done to you? What happened?
Nothing's happened to me.
You got a boyfriend who's in county lockup?
No.
Have you ever had a boyfriend in county lockup?
Might have had a boyfriend who went to county jail, but it wasn't my boyfriend after that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because he changed in prison?
I suppose. No, I just figured out he needed some douchebag that wants to go to prison.
Okay. What did he go to prison for?
Drugs.
Did you do any drugs?
Do I do drugs now? No.
You've done drugs?
Well, who hasn't? back in the day, who hasn't smoked a doobie?
You're 29 back in the day.
What's the worst drug you've done?
Acid.
I was going to guess acid.
Have you ever done crystal meth?
That's awesome.
Have you done crystal meth?
No. It wasn't around when I was younger.
Did you ever steal anything?
If it was around when I was 17 years old, I would have fucking done it. But crystal meth wasn't around.
It was around then, actually.
It totally
just, maybe
well,
it wasn't
not,
as popular.
Not in upstate New York, it wasn't, no.
What is the biggest thing you've ever stolen from somebody?
I've never stolen anything from anybody. I'm not a thief.
What's the worst thing you've ever done to get high?
Nothing.
What's the best thing?
I've gotten high. Fucking earn my money, go to work every day, take that money and go and get high. That's it.
Do you have any kids?
No, no kids.
What the fuck?
All no right. kids.
Damn it.
No,
so I'm supposed to have kids. I'm 29 years old. I'm supposed to have fucking kids.
Not necessarily. You just you sound like I don't want to be stereotypical and judge just completely off of like a voice, but you sound like a girl that might maybe work in like a diner someplace and you know.
Oh, that's hurtful. That's hurtful.
I don't know anything about you other than your voice.
And you know what? I'm very educated. I will say this, Spooky, you're killing me.
Oh, come on.
I've
like,
never
I
worked
don't
in
have,
a diner.
Like,
maybe when I was 16, I worked at a restaurant, busting tables when I was 16. Very educated.
Spooky.
You know what? I may have that voice because I do smoke cigarettes. I know it's a killer thing, but whatever. But I'm not. Never been
it's
to
only shaving off years off your own self.
Say again?
You're only going to lose years when you're old. Smoking doesn't take away your young years.
What's very educated? What kind of education did you
like
get?
Like a street education?
I'm a pharmacist.
A counter, okay.
I'm a pharmacist.
Can I get some birth control pills?
If I can get you some, what do you take?
Nothing. She takes nothing.
I mean, if I can score them for free, I'll ship them to you. I have no problem doing that.
I like that word.
I have
score
no problem shipping them for free, but I just got to see what you're taking because I might not get that for free.
I take crystal meth.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's not free.
No.
That costs money.
Shit. I'll send you a VCR. Can I get crystal meth?
No, no crystal meth.
Fuck, a VCR. God damn it. I just broke into a car for it.
A VCR? I haven't had a VCR in 10 years.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
A motherfucking VCR.
I'm such a fucking crackhead.
What are you doing with a motherfucking VCR? I'm going to sit there and have
this
a VCR.
Girl
okay.
Let's like,
come
not
over. Let's watch the tape
VCR
of, like, the first season of, I don't know.
You're well educated. What do you do with a VCR?
VCR?
Mm hmm.
You play tapes in them?
Name four drugs for AIDS.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What?
Name four drugs for AIDS, HIV AIDS.
Okay. You have Trivera,
I'm waiting in line. I'm waiting in line, you motherfucker.
You should be announcing this for Hemdas, all Hemdas onlookers.
Well, look, Hemda should not know a damn thing about AIDS, man, I hope.
I hope, too.
We party here.
Well, it doesn't mean you got all got AIDS.
True.
I can name 50 beers. You want me to name 50 beers? I'll name 50 beers.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
That all sounds right. Like not a hard life. 50 beers.
I got an easy life. I never said I had a hard life. That's why I'm just sitting there down in Paris Hilton. That's the whole point.
Okay, what part of upstate New York are you from?
Saratoga Springs.
All right. I'm gonna find out about you.
Right near the Capitol, baby.
I tell you what. When you sober up, listen back to the show, and then answer my questions on the forums, and then we'll find out. Okay?
Oh, you want to know what's
your MySpace? Do you have a MySpace?
What's your MySpace?
No, I don't have a MySpace. Oh. Not for you, Spooky.
Oh, wow.
I may
what
have
does
a MySpace, but it's not for Spooky.
Wow.
Wow.
What's the question?
I have a reputation.
What's the question? I honestly missed the question.
I know. All of my questions, I believe some of them will have some different answers after you sober up and listen to it. So just listen back to the show. And tell me your woes on the forums when you listen to the questions again, okay?
All right.
Deal.
Have a good night, y'all.
Hey, you there?
Damn. What?
Forget it.
What are you going to say?
Nothing.
Was I wrong? I mean, was I being an ass? She sounded to me
like
a girl that works in a diner.
No, that's a nice thing.
Maybe
a single mom
has a kid at home.
It's hot.
The boyfriend's in jail for beating her.
I think that means you have a nice ass, personally, and I'm a girl. So.
This means you put out.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
That's not right.
And good.
All right.
Thank you so much. That really helps.
Okay. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but if you want to ask him, his phone number was 954-529. 8481.
Mm-hmm.
You just give him a call because I'm not sure, but I'm sure it went. Zach says to Keith and the Girl, what was this about the girl that you gave dating advice to in episode 508? What the fuck? You make it sound like it's easy for a chick to just jump into bed with somebody. It's been 5 years since I've been in a relationship. I'm a straight male, by the way.
What the fuck?
Let alone had sex, and not for lack of trying. For some people, a good portion, really. It is hard to meet someone. Maybe, Zach, it'd be easier to meet somebody if you listened when you were in the bar. She is a chick. You are a dude. The end. Other things that upset me. Poison's new CD.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, right? They're doing all covers.
Already I know all the words.
It is horrendous, offensive, it has no soul, and they did it deliberately to anger me. And they win, and Keith loses.
And how many times did you play their songs today?
Twice.
Because I have to lose as well.
Yes, you lost too. Yeah. I had to reaffirm how bad it sucks, and it still sucked the second time. I'm a rock band. I think we should redo songs like Little Willie and Just What I Needed and What I Like About You. That's something the Rolling Stones would do.
Just the fact that it's called Little Willie.
Right.
Why would you cover that as Poison with your tongue on the album? And
more album covers with chicks with tongues sticking out. You somehow started turning me off on that. Every fucking new album is chick with that. And they didn't do a new album for many years now. They keep doing best ofs. Now this cover one. They have like eight covers or so. Then, because it's a cover album, they put five songs that they put on other albums and just throw it on there.
Are they recovering themselves?
No, they're not recovering themselves.
They're not even
they're not recovering themselves. I don't know which version's better.
Right, right.
But they just add it on from Open Up and Say, Your Mama Don't Dance. Huge hit for them. And let's just put it on here. Take up some space. We got to talk to CeCe DeVille again. I hope he's disgusted. I blame this all on Bret Michaels. Fuck him. He's a douche. They just sat her out. They're like, I'm going to do the album with or without you. Well, I'll take money. That's what I picture happening.
I really think that these are friends in Keith's head. Like, you talk to them. You know what decision who made. And right. You're very disappointed with them individually. And you're very upset that they would do that to you personally.
It's disgusting. Squeezebox was on another album. Mama Don't Dance was another album. We're an American Band was on a different best of that you fucking did. Idiot. You did a cover of Bing on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Why didn't you put that one on there? Why not? Because it was actually fucking good? Fuck you. Fuck you. How about an album of 12 different versions of Every Rose Has Its Thorn? Maybe one techno, maybe one whatever the fuck. Not nice. They do Kisses, Rock and Roll All Night. Not one of these songs has soul, and I'm dead serious that Bobby Mitchell sings that song better. Bret Michaels sounds tone deaf.
Also, they make every song sound the same. Like, every one of those cover songs on the album,
yeah.
They just made it sort of hairbandish. And made it the same song. Mm-hmm. They put like one of those, you know, silly. Some of the guitar solos are good, but they put a cheesy guitar solo on everything. You know,
yeah. Give me some drums, Rocket. Right. We know every member of your band. Three songs at least. Hit it, Rocket. Come on, CeCe. My name's Brett. I will now continue singing. Fuck you. Hi, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Well, I just thought that I should let you guys know that girl who just called in should really hook up with Deuce. I think that they would get along pretty well.
Wow.
She is bonkers. I think I like her.
I think you do, too.
I think we'll be following her. She's a little drunk right now, so it's hard to get the answers out. But you can tell something's going on. The boyfriend was in jail. Some people, like Deuce, need a little prodding. But you realize where it all came from. I'm a little excited. So what I was going to ask her when they get her name before she left. But we'll get on the forums, and we'll keep up with her life. Something's going on. Oh, crystal meth. I still thought you said crystal meth.
Yeah, I said, didn't we ask if she did anything illegal, but crystal meth doesn't count?
Right. Nothing illegal, but acid was the worst.
You should.
Oh.
Go ahead. You there?
They make the crystal meth.
Was that? They make it. They never. Right. I never had it. Yeah, people, you got to ask specific questions. That's a very good point. We'll bring it up to him if Deuce ever shuts the fuck up. All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Take care. Bye. They're Keith and Hebda. My name is Greg. I am male, 22, hetero, and I've been drinking Diet Coke as if it was water since I was 6 years old.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here listening to show 512 out of the vagina. Sometimes we just make the names so you guys will repeat them. Listening to your No Diet Coke Coffee Alcohol Challenge. Me, Keith Malley, says I will not drink alcohol of any kind. Hemda, no soda. Patrice, no coffee, tea, those kinds of things.
No caffeine for...
Patrice.
For Patrice.
Why?
And we're going to see who goes the longest to better ourselves.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where nobody jerks off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I don't know which one's going to be
more painful.
Have
you already lost, Keith?
No, it starts on Monday.
Dude, this is light. Miller Light.
Not just alcohol. No, not just beer. No alcohol right. for Keith right. at all.
We're starting Monday. When also, if you're still into it, we're going to start working out. I'm gonna just improve my life a little bit. I don't think it's a bad idea. This guy says, well, it's time that I gave that a shot too. So, Hemda, I'm right with you. Starting Monday, I'm going cold turkey on Diet Coke at least. Let's see if I can go as long as you. Good luck. Greg S.
Very cool. I like that because I don't know why. I guess that's that whole buddy system of when you're on a diet. Spooky is not
like Spooky doesn't
it.
Understand
What's
the point.
Wrong? He's ready to die of some sort of heart failure, though. He's okay.
But Hemda drinks far, far too much diet soda. I, of course, drink too much.
Hemda's going to die in a car wreck.
You've already decided.
Well, that's what she said.
I guess I said that.
When asked how you would die?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't come up with a better answer when I was parking the car, and he was like, how do you think you're going to die?
Well, just in case it's not up to her, she's slowing down on Diet Coke. But knowing the three of us, you know, us two and Patrice, who do you think will fail first and last the longest?
I think you'll... Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I got to go. I think you'll come to your senses first, Keith.
Okay.
And he puts it nicely.
It's Monday night. You guys win.
And then between Patrice and Hemda, I'm going to say Patrice will give in next because she's going to give it probably about 12 hours and be like, oh, fuck this shit. And then Hemda will still be going strong for probably another 10 after that. And then she'll be angry and she'll wake up angry and then it'll all be over.
Yeah, you lose if you're all cranky, bitchy, McBitch. This goes for everybody.
Okay, that's fair. That's true. Okay.
You're impossible to live with.
It's not. I really don't think I get angry. I get like, I don't know. I just want it. Okay, maybe I get a little
pissed. Now, Joe with his phone number says, I don't know why his phone number is it the same phone number, 8481. He says, I'm in, no caffeine, sounds easy. I got $100, Keith can't do it. When you're making a bet like that, you got to tell me what that means. That
can't do what?
Can't do what?
Go without alcohol for what period of time? Right. 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
I'm going to read you some other guy that wants to bet with me, but first I want you to explain yourself a little more. Here's another letter. People are playing along. Keith is on a sabbatical. For alcohol, says Tony. Hemda Diet Coke, Patrice Coffee, and that's it. I'm quitting smoking. Come Sunday night.
Gay guy Tony?
No.
Okay.
Come Sunday night, no more. I'm sorry. Every time Hemda hears somebody's name, it's like, is it this person that I know?
Oh, really?
I just think it's funny.
Oh, man.
Come Sunday night, no more
Everyone's
cigars.
Everyone's my friend.
I smoke about 5 a day. I have asthma, and I'm pretty sure one tonsil is infected. Maybe it'll be a good thing to quit. Maybe.
I think smoking is way harder than what we're talking about.
I'm going to start working out again and everything if people want to play along. We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what. Take bets because betting will make me go longer. So
I'll go with that jerking off.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I just think I'll go until the first person quits because I don't think I'll go without it for very long.
Really? All right, you want to do that? Are you going to really quit?
Yeah, I went
Does
12.
Does that mean no blowjobs?
12 days. No. Sex count. I'm sorry. If I get laid, I'm getting laid. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Your little fucking game isn't that fun. When I saw the Seinfeld episode, I'm like, I guess this is funny. This is stupid. I was jerking off as it was playing. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, it's me, Dina, from Sarasota Springs, New York again.
Hey, Dina.
I just wanted to say this much. I never worked in a diner, maybe when I was 16
years old. That's what offends you. You are the fucking greatest. We're going to...
You know what? I mean, I'm very... I mean, all of us have a life. Say again?
Here's what I'm saying. We're going to let you sober up, and we're going to talk to you later. I just think it's very, very funny.
I'm sober as Keith is right now, so don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying.
No. What I'm saying is I have no hurtful feelings towards anybody, but
I did not work in a diner. You
know. Right. No, well, I don't. Because the only diners in this area have, like, roaches and shit, and I would never work there, so...
Good for you. Good for you. I was just talking about your voice, though.
You don't have to eat the food when you
I wasn't saying...
What's the matter with my voice?
Nothing's the matter with it, sweetie. It just sounds like you're the smoker single mom type from your voice.
Something tells me.
See, that's a stereotype. You know what?
It's like my friend, my good friend who's straight, Stuart, walking down the street. Had I never met him, I would have just looked at him and been like, he's gay. But he's not. He's actually not. And he gets it all over town.
The point is that you sound like you would understand what a button that says, ask me for a present, really meant. And
yeah, exactly. I suppose that's what it is, huh?
All right, Dina. We're going to finish up over here, but I appreciate your call. We'll talk
to
you later.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Have a good night.
She's starting to sound hotter, no?
Okay.
You are dirty, aren't you? Well,
she has access to drugs, and she's got that diner's sultry late-night voice.
So here's the big bet. Ready? It's from Ed Streeman from Dallas, and he's supported the show before. I will bet you, Keith, $700
Wow.
For 1 week, 6 days, 23 hours. If you do it 6 days, if you quit it all. 1 full week... If you do it, if you don't drink alcohol, Keith, I get $700, if not nothing. And I'll trust Henna to keep an eye on you. And no Vicodin. Deal or pussy?
Vicodin. Oh. That's like prescribed.
I'm doing better. I'm doing better with the Vicodin. I do take it less and less. I did take one for skating today, but I haven't really needed
but
it
you
since
But you
want
to work then. Out Monday? Think it over. That's all I'm saying.
Well, think it over. The option is not getting money. So I'll tell you what. I'm not a pussy. Deal.
Oh.
Deal.
Oh.
I was kind of betting on him to give like pretty quick because I, I kind of have fun checking on.
So it's gonna be at least a week. I'll tell you what. Truth to tell, I think Patrice is gonna blow it first. I think Patrice will come to go. You know what? Fuck this. I realized I'm a grown adult.
Yeah. Who are these folks anyway?
Right.
The fuck?
What do I get?
This fucking show.
So that person that bet $100, you still in it? You have to the end of the show to ask, I guess. The sugar,
when does that start? I assume
Monday.
Yeah.
Sunday to Monday. Midnight.
Ed, that starts on Monday like we planned because right. We have plans for this weekend. By the way, that only means that people have more faith in me than they have in you. Because they're betting against
you. They definitely
you.
Do. Yeah. Nobody's betting against her. That's true. I do think I will last the longest.
No way. With no alcohol.
And no soda for you? Yeah,
yeah.
I do think
Kramer
so.
Kramer
really
and Seinfeld
so.
Thought he'd last the longest, too. He came to his senses first.
I would never bet that. Why would anyone bet that?
Fooey thinks Dina should give us the Paris Hilton updates from now on. All right, so there we go. You know what? Not taking the bet would be like, playing the cell phone game of deal or no deal. It's like, do you want to take your money now or do you want to keep trying? Like, it's not real money. I guess I'll keep fucking trying. Yes, I will. I am absolutely
not in. Taking that bet would mean like for those 7 days, they'd be like, oh, this is so hard. So I guess you don't need $700. That's so interesting that you don't need $700. That's nice.
You know
maybe
what?
I should get access to your account.
Are you
oh, wait
blow
a minute.
All
I do have
$700 of that on alcohol.
We're going to have a keg party.
I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to sound like Dina soon.
Somebody said, how do you know if a Spooky cheats? Spooky's very simple. You can see it on his face.
Spooky doesn't lie either.
I'll get real fucking grumpy. I'll be an asshole.
We're just going to be four miserable fucking
people.
I'll
be staring at anything with a heartbeat and boobs.
But not me.
Not you.
You're my sister. John writes, talking about the sugar mama advice. When Victor was on, he called in and said he was getting a sugar mama was going to give him his Porsche. When she got a new car, was paying him a lot of money, was going to pay him like $80,000 total to impregnate her. Meanwhile, his real girlfriend, who
his
we called the Serioso, doesn't know about it. He says, I hear ya. And I think you're right. And I think I already knew what I should do. It's just hard to pass up an easy 50 to 80 grand. Thanks for keeping the cool perspective, Keith, in the midst of the vaginal rantings of Victor Nkanda. Later, man, John. No problem, John.
Wait, was he going to have to do it manually, or was he going to give her like a test tube?
He probably was
going to.
He may have done it. I don't. He definitely fucked her already.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Definitely. So, no matter how it happened, I think the kid could find him, find the wife. And that's how it's going to find out. And he doesn't want to ruin
this
relationship.
Wait, so what was your advice for him?
Don't, because the kid will find your wife.
The key to that is knock up your wife. Then she'll have a kid and she'll be stuck with you.
Wow,
you're missing something.
Wow, but no, you're missing.
I didn't hear the story.
Chromosome.
You're right. Okay, whatever.
You're missing a chromosome.
Did you just say to knock someone? Oh my God. Okay.
Isn't that how?
No,
girls
that's
work?
Okay. I think he'll
they
let us know when he jerks
when
off.
They...
Don't worry, everybody. Don't worry.
He's with somebody else.
Right.
This girl wants a baby from him.
Right. He's got superior genes, in her opinion.
He has a chick at home that doesn't know what he's been doing.
Well, I mean, you don't think she's going to find out when he cashes a check for $80,000?
The guy who's making a bet with you. Ed, how do you say his last name? Shreeman?
Ed Shreeman, I guess. I don't know.
Deal. He says, deal. I just want to hear your pain. You will fail in 3 days. I love you, Chemda.
All right. I'm excited.
He says 3 days. I believe that for $700, you'll stop for a week.
You better, you son of a bitch.
Are you upset because we have like a meeting with somebody on Wednesday that's going to pay for our meal?
And
it's about the deal, not the meal.
You got to give these fuckers lubrication, you know?
But when you think about it, first of all, we're not having it with some sort of wine or, you know, alcoholic beverage person. We don't have to drink, and it's in the afternoon.
We're having it with random ass. That whole place is a bunch of lushes. Everybody knows that. It's all around the fucking entertainment world.
But I think, like, if you think about it, it's only $20 worth of alcohol in the end anyway, right?
Right.
And we're going to buy $700 worth at
the
end.
I'm almost getting yelled at already.
What
you
the?
You see that? You see that? I heard you
guys... Gulpy gulp, diet soda.
Patrick says, Keith and Kenda, I heard you guys are coming to Atlanta for the Dragon Con.
And yes, we are.
I live about 30 miles north of the city, and if you're interested, I'll open my home to you.
Why not?
Unlike the other douche from Atlanta, remember this guy? Come on over, but no alcohol, no Vicodin. You know, my dog will bark, but I give him some tranquilizers. Oh, he's allowed pills, but not me, who just had knee surgery. Okay. And please don't make a loud noise for my wife. I don't think she's going to like it. In fact, I should tell her about now.
Don't move around after midnight.
So this guy says, unlike the other douche from Atlanta, there are only two rules. I'll just pay. I have three dogs, so you have to like dogs. I can't make myself like dogs. I hate them in people's houses. They're fun to play with outside. You have to like dogs, and I want to sit in on one of your show recordings. I'll even offer to shuttle you around during the stay. Let me know if you're interested, and we'll talk more about it. Love the show. Keep it up, Patrick. I don't need your dog hair all over my shit.
What's the wife look like? That's what I want to know.
Well, two dogs and...
Oh.
finally, though, but no, thank you for the offer. But no, you can't make somebody like dogs. You have one way to like dogs.
And really,
I love dogs, but I really can't stand a dog that's inside the house. A dog out in the backyard, big lab or something, even, you know.
Are we missing something? That's why we're not staying at random strangers' house who have been listening to us and we don't know them, nor have we ever spoken to them on the phone or anything.
I don't like dogs in houses.
Oh, okay. Just clearing things up. I'm just saying.
I am proud of myself. Totally off topic. I deleted the game Burger Time off my phone.
I couldn't even believe it.
It repeats the 12 stages faster and faster and faster, but it is impossible to play that game on a phone because you bump other things. If 6 is left, then 3 and 9 should be left because I bumped those other buttons. And to get rid of my fucking headache and me yelling, fuck! Fuck!
You're
in the middle
so
of the night.
Sick. You are so sick. I'll be on a whole other floor, and I hear from upstairs, holy fucking shit! And it would sound like somebody just cut
He's
their arm off.
He's gonna die like Elvis on the toilet, only with Burger Time in his hand.
Yeah, but he really scares me, and I have to calm down and go, is it Burger Time? Sorry, honey.
Is it Burger Time, or is somebody breaking into the house?
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. It sounds like somebody really killed him. We're really like a ketchup ran away or something. I don't know what the hell he's playing.
I when I blink, I see the sausage chasing me. I see the corn going down the ladder. Very proud of myself, and I hit delete.
What level did you get to?
There's 12 levels. I'm on the third stage.
You're on, or you were on?
I am on.
Faster and level up?
Right.
The game's gone, right?
The game is gone.
So you're not on it anymore.
Nobody's going to beat me, that fucking game. Nobody's going to beat me if you play on your cell phone, guaranteed. I'm on level 11-3.
Oh, Dina says she wasted a week of her life on fucking Burger Time. Hi, Dina.
Hey, shit.
That's the worst. I delete it, and I'm like, bye, Burger Time. You can't make me sad anymore. And it feels very, very good. Although then later, I did want to play. I can't control myself. And I have this weird kind of OCD. And I bring it up because I know that Spooky has this OCD problem. When I lost a book, and because John Petrie stole it, why didn't I have that in different places on the internet? At one point, I had it on my old website, shite.com, and I had it there. But I didn't want it there because it was an extra copy. Now, nobody was able to find it because nobody knew to look for it.
You tried that waybackmachine.com or whatever it was?
No, it's not okay. There. It's not there. So I just can't find it anywhere. And I was just a douche, and it's because I have some kind of weird OCD where I throw shit out, where I'm like, this isn't that funny, and I delete it off my computer. Like, why don't I just make a folder of shit? And I don't know why, and it's a disease, and I know Spooky has it. So we used American Online IM, the IM that's free, to transfer files back and forth, and Spooky is like, I don't use this, so he gets rid of it. Why did you get rid of it? It wasn't taking up any space. Spooky used to use the camera at keithandthegirl.com/support. One day, he was like, I don't know if I really want the camera. So he deleted it. And I go, I know you have this disease. Tell me yes or no. Did you ever, you're an artist. Did you ever see one of your paintbrushes and go, I don't think I use this too much and throw it out?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I think I gave you a handful of brushes for face painting one time or something like that. And I was looking at them and just, these are brushes I'm not ever going to use.
Ever. Like, and what also, space is that taking up? No space. I bet you don't have any drawings that you used to do.
I don't have unless it's a finished comic page, it's like stuck in the portfolio. And I have no drawings that are older than maybe a year or two old.
I can't believe this.
I just get rid of them.
Spooky, yeah. If the stuff that you're throwing away, like your art, if you gave that to me, I would have such a hard time throwing it out, and I never would be able to. I can't believe that you can throw out your own stuff.
Don't love
like
anything that doesn't love you back.
But I don't, you know, he shows me some
I
stuff.
Understand what's
I
going
can't.
Through his head. I can't explain. I,
it
if
hurts
you have
my
this
feelings.
Disease, I know what he's talking about. I throw out things that I should just be saving. You know, I'm like, well, this isn't a full thought. This isn't a full joke. And I just delete it, and there's no reason, and I can't help it. And I can't help it.
No, I can't. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. And
I look around at your apartment, and I think maybe you should get a little bit of what I've got.
No, I agree with you. I have such a hard time, and Keith has a hard time with me because
it's like a storehouse here.
I know. Most of the stuff is mine. He'll look at me and go, "Do you really need this?" And you should see us when we clean, and we do every once in a while. You come over and you're like, that's better, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you say that, we've thrown out like between 5 and 10 huge black bags of garbage, and a lot of that is Keith going, can I? And I'm like,
how much does it weigh? And do you ever think about how much?
I know.
How many trips to the car and to the post office and to wherever you're dragging it in from it took to get it into the house?
Yeah. I know. And that's why I stopped buying things. I stopped bringing things in. When people go, do you want this? I go, no, I don't need anything else. I know I have everything. I know I have more than I need, and it's crap. And so a lot of stuff I'll be like, can you throw it out when I'm not looking? I just can't look at that.
It's hard to throw away. I mean, I understand because I used to be, when I first started out, when I first left home, I was a bit of a pack rat. You know, by the time I got pretty far along and had my own storage space, I had three big toolboxes full of tools, a big toolbox full of random bolts and parts and pieces of mechanical electronic equipment and just random shit that I'd never fucking ever use.
But don't you look at it and you go, and then when I need it, I'm gonna need it. As
it's
soon
a shame,
as I throw
and
it
I have
out.
To I have to make a trip up to the auto parts store every once in a while, as opposed to having to lug. 6 tons of crap around with me and worry about 6 tons of crap. Now, if like there was a fire in my house, I could gather everything that was valuable to me under one arm and be out the window in 90 seconds.
And the computer
tops.
Be less heavy because you don't have the camera on there and the IM on there. Yeah. You know? Those programs weigh.
Jess NYC, she's on the feedback right now. She said, I'll throw away my bed with Spooky's art. I was there when Jess moved, and she packed everything except for like a couple things. And she goes, I'm not going to take my bed. But you need your bed. I had to convince her. She's like, oh, forget it. I don't want to pack it. I don't want to whatever. And she's ready. She's getting ready to move again. And she's like, fuck it. I'm just not going to bring anything. You know, like, I don't get it. And I understand throwing certain things. I will never throw away pictures. I don't care if it's
That's
my
fine.
Ex-boyfriend.
Pictures, I understand.
It's a, like exes. I don't
care.
That's
a little weird.
It's not weird. It's like a history of your life. I'm not saying I need to be making out with them in the photos or anything. That I might toss. But, and I say might.
I guess
and
I then, have pictures still.
And then and the books that I wrote in, I don't know. It's like, even if they're the dumbest things, and some of them are so dumb. It's so such nonsense that I wrote. You look back and you go, at some point, I was like a retard. You know? I don't know. It's writing. It's art. It's your thing. I don't get it.
No trouble tossing art.
Right. Exactly.
It hurts me to hear him say that.
The stuff, of course, stuff is just stuff. But why do we do it when it comes to creative shit? It's stupid.
That's
and we
what
know
saying.
It's shit we're going to see again. A lot of people are writing, and I can't show you now because I deleted it. Why did I delete the feedback to make my own point? It wasn't clogging nothing. Greg J. from Texas saying the opposite point. I can't relate to you. You don't understand what we're talking about because you don't have this disease. He's like, I save everything in three different places. Email, external hard drive, somewhere else, you know, just in case. Right, because that's smart. Why do I get rid of shit?
I can't believe you get rid of Keith. You're writing anything. Give it to me. I'll hold it in the same house.
You go to my house and there's plenty of space. That's all I'm saying.
I know, and we should have plenty of space here. And I promised Keith this week. And it. Oh God, I can't. I get overwhelmed, too.
I love the simplicity of my house.
I know. I really want to live that way. I feel like I'm that way also, like, in my heart. And I hate cleaning also. But I remember Jess NYC when she
first came.
When
you don't have stuff to clean?
I know.
It tends to stay that way.
I don't have anything, though.
No, you don't have anything.
But you know what I mean.
It would take a 24-foot-long Ryder truck packed. Like, you could take your stuff in and run it through, like, a shredder or a grinder or a wood chipper, and maybe it would all pack in there if you could fill up every square inch.
But I remember Jess NYC coming, and when she first came to intern, I had her help me do, like, file my shit, because all my papers were on the floor, right? And we'd do it, and I'd be like, okay, this is easy. This is a Con Ed bill. This goes over here. This is this bill. This goes over here. And I was filing it, right? Every once in a while, and I just met Jess, right? Just met her. Don't know her from anything. Every once in a while, I would just stop and go, oh, my God, I can't do it. And I'd look at Keith and he'd go, you can do it. You can do it. And she's like, oh, let's just continue. And I'm like, I fucking can't do it. And I'm about to have an anxiety attack. And then I'm like, okay, let me just do one more. And then that leads me to again. But, like, every half an hour, I would freak out.
Two steps forward and two steps back.
And that's not because I'm a pack rat. That's because I don't know how to organize anything. It makes me overwhelmed. I think, like, it's just too much. It's too big. I can't do it. Everything is all over the place. I don't know where to begin. And it was terrible. And I'm thinking, this person, I just met her, and she probably thinks I'm nuts. She was, like, maybe excited to come here, and now she's like, forget this.
I said at a certain point that Spooky can have his popper to his beer. Now, I keep it instead of giving it to him so that he doesn't get drunk too fast. But also, if I did give it to him and he kept it in his house, when will I ever need that again? Why don't I just drink beer like an adult? Yeah, it's just some disease, and if you don't have it, it can't be explained. I think I'm getting better. I'm trying. We'll see.
Keith, you're fine.
Thanks, pal. Thanks.
Do you think that I can be helped? I'm serious. See? Like, do you think that I'm wrong?
Yes.
Do you think
yes.
that I'm
no, 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 no. You're right in thinking that you're wrong. You have a problem. You have so much stuff.
We need to meet in the middle.
It's all garbage. It's all garbage.
We saw the movie Blood Diamond. Did you see that, Spooky?
I did, and I absolutely hate to give Leonardo DiCaprio any kind of acting right. credibility when he's not playing either a teenager or a mm-hmm. retard. But I didn't think. I mean, a lot of people, I suppose, had a lot of trouble with him in this movie because he kind of was trying. I mean, he kind of played a. I almost want to say a little bit of a manly man as far
okay,
as.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of a tough guy. Smart, very, very smart. I mean, I can see him playing, like,
cunning.
The nerdy. Yeah, cunning.
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 Cunning
that's a good word. And, you know, but I got to say, I really enjoyed it. Ending maybe could have rocked a little bit more, though.
Well, because you're crazy. Because you're nuts.
Not enough death in
yeah.
that movie for
I
you,
feel
right?
like I feel like the director of Rambo 4 should have stepped in maybe for the last 5 minutes.
Nutcase.
This movie is 10 stars aces.
It's heartbreaking right from the get-go.
It's very
I can't
it's
believe
long
that I saw this. I saw this on an airplane first. I
that
saw this
was
last night.
Weird.
With Isn't that nuts that
yes.
it's available on an airplane? It's uncut. Uncut. All the swearing, all the blowing up of things, all the kids getting shot.
Is it because you were on a Jew plane
oh, God.
And immigrants... Or not immigrants, internationals can just take things better yeah. than Americans could. There's no excuse to show that on a plane with families.
Anybody could have seen that. I was devastated. I was crying next to a stranger on the airplane, sobbing. She had to look at, like, she was.
Africa is all in all kinds of places in Africa. It's a fucked up place there, and America never fucking hears a word about it. I mean, right. if you go out of your way to fucking hear about shit like this, you can. But the general public, honest to God, this is one of the few times you're ever going to hear me criticize America, because America, fuck yeah. But yeah, I mean, you don't fucking hear about this shit here. Our news gets fucking filtered, and we just don't care about places that don't have any real meaning to us. We hear about the Middle East because oil and all that kind of stuff has an impact on our lives, but
we're hearing about Africa because of the diamonds.
Yeah, well, I mean, you hear about, you know, places like Rwanda and shit. The diamonds, come on.
This movie, dead seriously, when this movie came out, I started hearing people really talk about conflict diamonds and how you shouldn't buy diamonds. And I do hear people talking about it because of the movie. Dead serious. And I'll tell you something else.
Have you really? Is that?
I swear to God, this movie was like a wake up to people. It really was. It really was. I don't know if it's going to change the world, but I do believe it's helping. And not only will I not eat at McDonald's, I'm buying no more diamonds. I'm done. Every weekend, I'm like, what do you got? Pink, red, yellow. I'm looking at your different diamonds. I'm like, no more. I don't support this blood.
See, now I kind of feel like the conflict diamonds, and maybe this just makes me a complete capitalist asshole, but I feel like if lots of people died over it, it almost gives the value more valuable. I mean, it's like, you know, worth more.
God. You know what?
He really believes that. He's not kidding. Right. He's not kidding.
Okay. There's a story behind it. Versus we dug it out of a hole.
I feel diseased just for getting his point. That bothers me alone.
But Leonardo DiCaprio,
I liked it a lot.
Genius.
He's, yeah.
And The Departed. You're saying
The Departed
he can't
also.
Play.
The Departed also.
He could play a mean, tough guy. He's awesome.
I watch movies like The Beach, and I'm just like, yeah, he's a fucking retard. He should just stick to the retard roles. But then I see, The Departed was really fucking good. Catch Me If You Can was really good.
Yep.
Miscast for The Aviator, personally. Howard Hughes, I didn't buy it.
I never met Howard Hughes, so it didn't bother me at all.
Okay, well.
I did see that. Right? I saw it with you.
Milk bottles.
I thought he was great.
He's a shut-in.
He was fine. Yeah. I thought it could have sped up. I'm like, I get it. You're fucking nuts and hearing voices and you can't touch people. I'm like, let's next weirdo, next. I could do anything,
I guess. They should have strapped some bombs to his fucking airplane and just flew it over Russia a few times.
And, of course. All right.
Let's move on. Isaiah Washington has lost his job on the hit ABC medical drama Grey's Anatomy 5 months after creating a furor for his use of an anti-gay slur that, of course, was faggot. This, of course, was back when nobody even really knew. I guess if you followed gossip stuff, you knew. But Isaiah Washington called somebody from that. Do you know
George.
The guy's name? George from Grey's Anatomy a faggot.
Because he's gay.
Okay, because he's gay in real life. So during an award show out of nowhere, and everybody saw this, Isaiah Washington just grabs the mic. While people are accepting, saying thank you and accepting congratulations, takes the mics and goes, no, I didn't. Is it, what's his name? Like he said like TR or RL or something like that. TJ, I don't know. But he's like, and no, I did not call TJ a faggot. It's out of nowhere. And everybody was in an uproar, and now he lost his job because of that.
Washington, it took a while, don't you think?
It took a while, but was the show still going on?
Well, I'm sure it took a while, because in a show like that, when it's so ridiculously top-rated, it is still going on. I watched the season finale just a few weeks ago. The first season was really, really good until you realize it's a show about whores, and if you're not a whore, you die. And that's what happens in that show. Denny's the only person that's not like out fucking.
Why are you
that's
making it
married.
Sound good? What's the name of the show?
It is Grey's Anatomy. And that was the first season, and then it's kind of gone a little bit downhill from there. But it's still a very high rated show. I mean, it's like Lost, maybe one other show, House or something, and then
is that the one
Grey's
with
Anatomy.
The weird looking yet hot Asian chick?
Yeah, Sandra Oh.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but. Yeah, something, and everyone agrees because she gets placed in that kind of situation.
Yeah, there's, and then it's also got the blonde chick from that movie you guys loved so much, Knocked Up.
Catherine Heigl, or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And the show's going downhill, but still, it's one of those big, big, huge shows. And if somebody, he could have, just about done whatever, and they can't just fucking fire him on the spot. You know, because he's got to be written out. And I suppose that's what he's doing, because this character now is all doing weird, flighty shit.
I don't think lessons are learned too hard if they had to actually,
the,
you know,
the dollar
I mean?
Comes first. Right. The almighty dollar comes first, and then we morals are a close second.
Yeah, I was offended.
They're not a close second. They can't even be a close second because that negates itself.
Well, if the morals aren't there,
you
got to
finish
the
season.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
No, you're absolutely right. Washington's contract option was not renewed for the next season. He says, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore," in a statement released through his publicist.
What?
You're
about
fired. What aren't you going to take anymore? Checks?
I think
T.R. Knight.
Yeah.
T.R. Knight.
Yes, yes.
He drew fire after using the anti-gay epithet backstage at the Golden Globe Awards in January while denying he'd used it previously on the set, which I never... He said, "I didn't use it. I didn't say faggot.
Right.
I did. I don't think you guys are hearing me. I did not."
Now he's
but while he's
black,
saying I did not, he's
he?
Actually saying faggot.
Right.
That's the black guy that said it. So, as a black guy, don't you get like a free pass on stuff like that?
Not for everything.
No, on nigga.
You get for
that's
you.
All.
Yeah, but come on, not on everything.
Do you want them to have everything? Gays get faggots, blacks get
ends.
Will
they be quiet about it?
It doesn't work that way, will they? Will they? Hello! Look at my stomach! I doubt it, Spooks. Gay rights groups and cast member Katherine Heigl, who publicly denounced Washington, were among the most vocal critics. This is something that will change that blah, 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 blah. He also met Isaiah Washington, tried to make amends. It didn't work, of course. He also met with officials from the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. That's always ridiculous.
We're going to teach you that it's
hasn't
not okay
America
to be faggot?
Media taught you, though, all you got it, you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as you say you're sorry and you're willing
and
to
you
go to
rehab?
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, we're going to sit you down and make you like dogs. No, he's making little joke that meant nothing.
Spooky, you should know that Sajizzle says that Grey's Anatomy is a chick show.
Yeah, is a chick show. Have you seen the chicks? I'm not going to be watching that show until one of you guys gives in.
I do want to take back. I do want to take back what I just said. I said, it's a joke and, it meant nothing. My point is, I didn't mean that. I mean, obviously, that, he's going to say this. He said he's going to say shit like this. You can't sit him down and teach somebody the plight of the gay man. That's my point. He also met with officials from Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network and Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and filmed a public service announcement in which he said, "Words have power to hurt or heal." Here's the one. Here's the public service announcement that he's probably upset with because he got fired anyway. Isaiah Washington.
Words have power.
Oh, God.
Power to express love, happiness, and joy. They also have the power to heal. When you use words that demean a person because of their sexual orientation, race, or gender, you send a message of hate, a very powerful message. But we all have the power to demand better for one another and ourselves. We have the power to heal and change the world with the words we use.
He sounds like he's having sex, but like really bad sex. Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like you mean it, actor.
It's just a good point.
That's why you got fired. Just say it. Not.
See,
let
he's
me tell you,
actor though.
Right, let me tell you something about words. Well, you didn't go. TR is a faggot. I said TR is a faggot. Hey, I'm really sorry. Words hurt, and you gotta realize, like, when you say things, man, words can hurt or heal. And be careful what you say. And remember, children are listening. The more you fucking know. Not. Words, kids. It's that voice and it's that commercial voice. And go fuck yourself. I'm glad you're fired on behalf of all faggots. Gays. Damn it. This is Keith Malley from Keith and the Girl. Now take off your clothes. Sometimes we make jokes on the show. And they should be jokes. But jokes hurt. There's many, many things that are funny in this world.
And Paris hurting Hilton. People is one.
Hurting people is one of them, yes. Granted, that's how we made our bones. But in the end, just give it time. I'll probably delete this show anyway because I have weird fucking OCD. So don't be too offended. The more you fucking know. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much, Spooky. Follow Spooky's Life at SpookyInTheCity.com. I still listen to every single one.
And he had a gay on his last show.
And you had one of them on.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
He's also black. Or at least partially. So he covers a lot of my tokens as far as token friends.
That's why you were confused about what words they're allowed to say. Because this guy can say fucking everything. Oh, spooky. When will you ever learn? Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. We'll definitely be talking to Dina more. Check out the forums to see pictures of Paris and all that. And we'll see you on Sober Monday. That is gonna suck.
No girl wants a secretly gay boyfriend. Every dude wants a secretly gay girlfriend. Isn't that crazy? That's weird, man. Even girls who like gay dudes don't like the bisexual dudes. And I know this is San Francisco, and there's, you know, a lot of gay people here and shit, and I'm not homophobic. Let me just state that clearly before we start with this material. But let's be honest. There's a huge difference between gay people and bisexual dudes. Gay dudes, that's clearly a genetic roll of the dice. Everybody's got their own roll. I'm short. My fucking hair's falling out like it's on fire, all right? Look at that shit. I didn't ask for that. I take pills. It doesn't matter. It's like, fuck you. Jump loose. Okay. Some people get the gay. You got that gay thing. No big deal. I'll be your friend. Just don't try to fuck me. I don't have it. There's a lot of guys who do. Go fuck them. Have good times. Nobody cares. If you care, you're an asshole. Really clearly. But there's a big difference between gay dudes and bisexual dudes. Because every bisexual dude I've ever met is a fucking idiot. Every one. Every single one. And I have a theory. I don't think there really are bisexual dudes. I think there's two types of guys who do gay things. There's gay dudes, and then there's really gullible straight dudes who get talked into blowing crafty gay dudes. I think some clever gay man finds some unsuspecting dork who has no friends. And he's like, come on, man, you never had a buddy before? I mean, not really, basically, you're my first friend. Suck my dick, come on. Are we really gonna play like this? You know, I mean, if you had a friend that, like, used to fuck guys and then he stopped, would you ever listen to him ever again? Like, if he gave you advice about something, you'd always go, that guy, You know, like, what did you do? You used to have sex with guys? Hey, listen, man, I tried it for a little while because I was just open-minded, and I just realized I was lying to myself. It wasn't my thing, you know? It was just, you know, I don't regret it, you know? Okay. Everything he says is always going to take with a little grain of salt. And if you get in an argument, for sure that's coming up. For sure, 100%. Right? As soon as shit starts getting personal, like, listen, man, I know you didn't spend a whole lot of time in school, so I'm just trying to explain this to you. Bush might not be the brightest guy in the world, but he surrounds himself with a great cabinet, and that's why he's a good president. Didn't you suck a cock once? I mean, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? I'm just saying. Your judgment's a little suspect there. Fella. Checkmate! You win. You win. Always. No matter what. No matter what you did, no matter what the argument is, win. Shh. You better dye your hair and move out of state, bitch. You're never gonna win an argument. We driving in the car. Hey, man, you missed the exit. Didn't you suck a dick once? Yeah. I guess we all make mistakes. Crazy. Isn't that silly?
What's wrong with doing that? It's not funny.
I had this gay guy come up to me in L.A. and he's like, that's just not funny. I go, how come all the people were laughing? Explain. You explain that. So it's not funny to you. I don't like Carrot Top. That's okay. I don't hate him. I just don't think it's funny. That's okay. You don't like that. That's okay. It's fucking hilarious. Dudes making out with dudes, just because you think that's funny, it does not make you a bad person. You're not hateful. Fuck you. Guys, fuck guys in their ass. If you don't think that's funny, you're not paying attention. If you can't picture like Brad Pitt and Colin Farrell fucking each other in the ass, laughing your ass off, you're not paying attention. Brokeback Mountain was the funniest fucking movie I have ever seen in my entire life. That doesn't make me a bad person. I'm sorry, you're wrong. I mean, Talladega Nights was pretty funny. Brokeback Mountain was a lot funnier. They paid straight guys to make out. They fucking make out for real. And you don't expect it. Like, I expected they were going to cut away, or they would be in a tent, it would be dark, and there'd be, like, a lot of moving, blurry camera. No, they show you. Broad daylight, these dudes make out. And right before they make out, it's like, it's exactly like when you know for sure you're going to see a car accident. You know how when you realize this guy doesn't see that guy, and he's, and time just slows down to a creep. That's what was going on in my mind. They were outside. It was broad daylight. They hadn't seen each other in a long time. They grabbed each other. They went to kiss, and I just went, no, that can't happen. No! And it just, you just see, everything is, I can feel my heart. Their tongues touched. It was like I got fucking tasered. My whole body just involuntarily just stiffened up. That's not a comedy? Are you sure? Why am I laughing? Why am I laughing? Is there something wrong with me? There's a scene in the movie where the guy spits on his dick and he just fucks the other guy right in the ass. One stroke! Which is both rude and highly unrealistic. Alright, what kind of a message are we sending to the children? If a guy can stick his dick in your ass that quickly, you need to get down from that mountain and go seek a doctor immediately. All right, your insides are going to fall out of your butthole, sir. That should not be that easy. That's the whole point. The whole reason why it's fun is that it's hard to do. There's a scene in the movie where one cowboy looks at another cowboy and goes, I wish I knew how to quit you. Ah! I blacked out from laughing. The last thing I remember, I was making dolphin noises because I couldn't breathe. Like, hee, 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 hee. Wishing I paid attention in yoga class right before I blacked out.